springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Every bunny loves honey glazed carrots, a great side dish for your springtime celebration, and a delicious compliment to a sweet, bright Moscato.
Wine is made in virtually every country in the world, and I'm ready to give you a tour to find the right one.
Serving lamb this season? Try it with a bold Cabernet from the trendy Paso Robles region.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang, Sangria, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Hey, hey, Sangria, hope you're sorry for you. This is your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, is DJ EFN, that crazy hood.
And this is Drink Chat motherfucking podcast. Make some noise! Y'all like when the little water comes out of there?
Yo, I love it. I love it when people tweet, it's like, stop making noise.
Yeah, I be wanting to blow a horn.
I wish on Twitter I could be like...
Yeah. So, we just hit y'all with the Vegas episode. We just hit y'all with the Tax Stone Charlamagne episode as a surprise on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying?
On a Wednesday.
You know, we told you that that was our third, but that was actually our fifth, we found out.
Why we got to find these things out, man? It's drunk facts, man.
Today is our actual third episode we ever recorded. We just fact checked it. Yeah.
Wait. Which one is this one?
This is Styles P and Sheik.
This is our third episode for the other half of the lot.
You know what I mean?
But give the backstory of why this went down, why we didn't have the full locks.
Well, we didn't realize how important these videos was. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when we first started this, we just had the camera guy there, you know, Big Up Rich, you know, as something extra. We didn't plan on filming all of this.
Right. And then we was a podcast.
We seen the responses from, let's big up TMZ.
Yeah.
Let's big World Star, Vlad TV. World Star. So when we got the responses of people picking up these videos, and then people who we weren't directly sending it to two dope boys, you know
Ambrosia
what I'm saying?
Ambrosia for Heads.
On Smash, Now Right, Miss Info, yep. Mikey Fresh. When they were all picking up these videos, we started to say, you know what, maybe we shouldn't record a podcast without it being on video, you know what I'm saying? So we've been holding. People hit me every day about the Styles and Sheik interview, and make sure you take out my Rihanna story in this. Remember, I told you to take that out.
So do you want to take out the part where you tell them to take it out?
Yeah, no, leave that in. Leave that in, but take out the part. So yeah, so Styles P and Sheik, we got to describe this. We went to D Block Studios.
We definitely went to D Block Studios. I thought I was in Syria.
No elevators worked anywhere.
No elevators. Anywhere. What's an elevator at D Block Studios?
They had a Newport section. Like just the part to go smoke Newports.
Yo, I thought I saw Osama bin Laden running in the background.
I think I saw a couple of bin Ladens, a couple of OJ's homies was there. You know what I'm saying?
That shit was. I saw Freddy Krueger in that motherfucker.
Jason. I seen Jason as well. The guy from Halloween.
That shit was no lie.
Yeah.
That shit was kind of like suspect. That whole building.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. It's a lot. It felt like the old Yonkers Mafia building.
There's bodies in the concrete.
You know what I'm saying? Kiss was just out here out in Miami as well. So look, for the listeners, this is Fridays, and you know we take their requests. We've been getting the Beanie Siegel request. Shockingly. Should we blow this up?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, shockingly, we also got a Havoc from Mobb Deep request. Let's make some noise for that, goddamn. Because I'm going to throw that out. We're going to throw this out there. There's been very... there's been light rumors before, but now there's very strong rumors of a possible Queens tour headlining.
That'd be crazy.
Drum roll, please.
Let's do it.
Headlining... will be the God MC himself, Nas Escobar. Another group that's supposed to be on this tour is the legendary Capone and Noriega. And another group alleged to be on this legendary Queens tour is none other than, stop, Mobb motherfucking Deep. Hey! So, guys, if you've been hearing this rumors, The rumors are getting stronger than before. I guess I was thinking of something else. You hit up Nas. You hit up Mobb Deep. You hit up Capone and Noriega as well. Tell them you want to see this Queens tour. It's in effect. Until
needs to
then,
happen for the culture.
Definitely in the winter. Early fall, we're hearing words of a Nori and DMX tour.
I heard about that.
Cypher Sounds is supposed to be a part of this tour. And then we're supposed to hire talent in each state, like, you know, instead of, you know, having, you know, go to New Orleans and hire Juvenile and go to, you know, Memphis and get Yo Gotti and stuff like that. So DMX and Nori supposed to go out on this fall tour, but in the winter, I don't see why we won't be able to pull over this. One more time for the drum roll. Let's say this act one more time. The legendary Mobb Deep.
Oh.
The legendary Capone Noriega.
Oh.
And the God MC who changed it all. Oh. Illmatic MC Nas Escobar. Oh. I would love to have that tour. I would have to ask you to come out of retirement to DJ that tour.
And we need Large Professor out there.
And we need Large Professor. We're going to see whose beard is grayer.
I think I win by default.
Yeah, we would love it. I think that's dope, man. I'm glad, you know, even if we don't get happy, I'm glad he even reached out. Because we're all grown men. That shit is in the past, and nobody got beat.
Nah,
for
we gonna
real.
Get havoc.
Yeah, we're gonna get havoc. Also, I want to big up Snoop Dogg for not only saying that he wanted to be on the show, but he congratulated us on the episode with Dog Pound. So
that was monumental, man.
That was monumental. Just trying to keep that was my stressed out. My most
like I told
out.
You, I was upset that my mic broke.
Right.
But as a fan, as a pure fan of hip hop, that was gold.
The LA question was crazy when you brought up the LA group. The fans
I had to.
The fans really appreciated that.
I had to, man.
I love the Corrupt's answer. He was like, "It was all bad." I was like, "Oh shit!" He was like, "Nah. It was all bad." Yeah. I appreciate that because when you guys have past drama, it's no need to make the past drama that was in the past seem pretty if it was ugly.
Y'all are an example, though. You know what I'm saying? How to move forward.
So. Yeah, so these tours, big. I want to big them up again. You know, the Vegas episode was crazy. Big up to everybody bigging up the Tax Stone and Charlamagne episode. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Again, these episodes, so this whole week, we won't be able to promote on Instagram through videos how we used to. But, you know, we're going to promote.
We'll make our own videos.
Yeah, we're gonna do some crazy shit. So big up to the people who's loving the Las Vegas interview. Big up to the people who's loving the Tax Stone, Charlamagne interview.
We got a shout-out 89 for
shout
the clothing.
Shout-out 89. Listen, hit up 89. Get the clothes.
The new Drink Champs shirts. You can go to drinkchamps.com or go to 89.com and put discount code Drink Champs, all caps, and you get 15% off.
Absolutely. And for people who don't know, we're trying to get Raekwon. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get Raekwon. So hit Raekwon up because people have been requesting for Wu-Tang. And we think, we would love Raekwon and Ghost. But we're hearing rumors that he's supposed to be here, still be lingering around in Miami right now. So we might run up on him, pull up on him and run down. You know what I mean? But we're going to get into the Styles P and Sheik.
Which is a classic drunk episode.
Because
when we got there, I think Styles was already.
Yeah, he was
already in his Hennessy or whatever he was drinking.
You know, I didn't think Styles was going to get drunk, but he was already.
No, he was already drinking.
See, and this is dope because this is our third episode. None episodes have came out at this time. But we did describe and we did tell.
Prior to Drink Champs popping or anything popping.
Yeah, so this is why Styles P and Sheik, we really respect you guys. We really respect Kenny Anderson.
Love them.
Kenny Anderson, we are not dissing you in no way, shape, form, or fashion.
And you're a legend, Kenny Anderson.
You're a legend, Kenny Anderson. But we figured out a way that we didn't want to just throw you in with a bunch of hip-hop guys. We figured out a way we're going to do a sports week. So, Rasheed Wallace, you hit us up, and then you disappeared. Now, I see you with State Property. Come on, Rasheed Wallace. Come holler at us. Bobby Brown. I just read something about Bobby Brown.
And we got Bobby Brown
frying
his
chicken with cocaine. I have to have this story on the Drink
Champs. That sounds like something you would put on your TV show.
Listen, man, the Bobby Brown, I read the article. I was looking to see if it was a video. And when I realized it's not a video.
Did you just choke on fried chicken and cocaine?
Yeah, I almost choked on fried chicken and cocaine.
Now, I'm not going to lie. They it's on us now. They gave us the contact. Now we
But when I realized it wasn't a video, I need him to come on our show, DJ EFM, and describe how he made fried chicken with cocaine as the flour. Let's make some noise for Bobby Brown. That is the hardest shit I've ever heard in my life. So with that being said, EFN, we haven't seen each other since Vegas. Good to see you, man. Boris, good to see see you,
we
man.
Still
how
can't
you doing?
See each other.
Say something on the
good
mic.
Good to see you, brother.
All right. good to see you, brother.
Sound like Dracula.
Eddie, I think before we get into this episode, I think you should defend your ass eating.
Yeah, the fans want to know,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, this is Eddie the ass eater.
How you eat a porno
Eddie,
girl's
ass. The
ass
eater, the
after
porno.
She work hard yes, for that
yes,
money.
Yes, yes.
Well, there's no lie. I did that.
Yeah.
But.
There absolutely is no lie.
There's no lie.
There's video of it.
Yes, that's why I can't say there's a lie.
Why you got the ass eater voice on now? He's like, there's no lie.
Because I want the ass.
He's like,
I want the ass girl, the girls that like the ass eating, you know, like, holler at me.
You like it?
Yes,
ass.
I like it. I like it.
You like
this
it?
Is something
ass.
I like.
So okay. Describe that moment when you ate that porno
that
ass.
That moment was because of Nori.
What?
No, you're wrong. The reason why is because all y'all said I wasn't going to do it.
Oh, okay.
Well, wait. For the listeners that didn't hear the old show.
Yes.
Okay.
We all used right. to have our own show on SiriusXM
yes.
called Militantly Crazy Raw Radio.
This is correct.
And we prided ourselves on being like the hip-hop Howard Stern.
Yes. That's
just
correct.
So we don't want people to think we just eat ass.
Yeah, no,
not
no,
that
no.
You eat ass,
no.
Not me.
Whoa.
Not him.
Right. I do.
And he gives
I do.
Ass just for the hell
but,
of it.
Yes. I do for the hell of it, but.
You took it for the radio team.
Yes. For that moment when Nori said, no, you ain't going to do it. I said, I'm going to do it. But
and
on
so
my
you,
defense,
you was the first one
no
to
defense.
Eat the booty like
yes.
groceries.
No. I didn't go in like groceries on this right. one.
And you put Caesar salad sauce on it.
I just did one
just
of those
like sunflower seeds.
Yeah, just one of those.
The same croutons.
I just put my tongue in the air. Like you know when you test the Duracell battery.
I'm sorry,
make sure
it doesn't matter.
That's what
enough.
I did.
I heard
ass tastes like pennies. Is this correct?
It does. Yeah,
is this correct?
It tastes like pennies, man. It's like it's now you know.
It way awkward. Are we talking about ass before Styles P and Sheik? This is crazy. Sheik, I'm sorry. Styles.
Hey, I bet you they eat ass too, man.
Oh. Hey, man.
Hey,
man.
Hey,
ass eating is in style.
Hello.
did it just go blank? I felt like. So, man, Eddie, so you defended yourself. That's what you.
I mean, I'm not defending
your story.
You know, it is what it is.
It.
You know, I did.
At least
I did do it.
At least he's here to defend right. himself and he's admitting to it.
Right. But I did do right. it.
It wasn't
I
us just talking that
I can't
shit.
Can't say right. I didn't do right. it. Right. It's on film and
let's
y'all was there.
Let's big up Eddie Giggs. Let's big up Boris. Let's big up Rich Blanco. Let's big up
Hazardous
Sound and people that's behind the scenes.
Big Drain taking the pictures.
You know, Big Drain taking the pictures. Let's big up Charlie, man, for just being Charlie. Let's big up Sonny DBT, whose
twin,
name on Mr.
Call,
Super
we
Slime.
We call him Sonny 79th.
Yeah,
because he's going at the flea market.
Yeah,
79th
yeah,
Street. Sonny 79th Street.
Let's call him Sonny No Frills.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Sonny No Frills.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, just the people that are behind the scenes. So, again, this is our actually third episode. We always been kind of scared.
Third recorded episode.
It's the 14th, right? This is the 14th. Episode.
This will be the 15th because we put out one Wednesday.
Oh, we're over 13th. All right, yeah, the 15th. Yeah. So, Styles P and Sheik, you know what I mean? Even the table was like, I think it was lopsided.
No, we didn't have a table.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the smallest.
Yeah.
That whole environment, we'll post pictures again.
Right. It's dope.
It was dope. It was super
dope.
Hood, but it was super dope.
It was dope.
And they was drunk. Well, right. only Styles was
right.
drunk. Sheik
right.
was super sober, I think.
Right.
But some of the shit they told us was golden.
It was dope. And the environment, I like being in hood environments.
Nah, it was golden, man.
So it was dope, man. I want to big up D-Block Studios as well. And, you know, and if Jada would have came that night, we wouldn't have had that classic Jada
exactly.
interview with Ja Rule the next day. So with no that being said, big up to Eddie the Ass Eater for making our first our first Militantly Crazy Raw Radio, a classic. That was one of our classic moments.
Yes,
when you ate the ass.
That's where the classic started and ended.
After she did porn that day, you didn't
listen,
care.
Listen,
you didn't
listen.
Care.
You
didn't care.
No, no, no. Don't front.
You didn't care.
I did care. But like I said, you said I wasn't gonna do it, so I had
so
to do
peer
it.
Pressure.
But
so we told her jump off
a
bridge.
So for the record, you just licked it. You didn't eat.
No, I didn't eat it.
What is groceries when you go in like groceries?
When you go in,
I don't care, bro. That's liquor.
You can tell them what they have for breakfast when you go in and you eat the groceries.
Oh,
so
God.
What'd you tell? You could tell what she had for
I did
appetizer?
Not, I could not tell because I just went, eh. And I just went, eh. That's it.
Nigga, you still licked that.
I did, but I didn't lick it like, I just said, eh. One touch, eh.
All right, so with that being said, man, you know, next week we got, you know, hopefully we're going to pull off one of these legends that's been hitting us and that's been in this area. We're trying to pull off the first podcast, like First Take. We can't describe to y'all what that is. You know what I'm saying? But if you watch First Take, sometimes Stephen A is on the road. Sometimes, you know, Skip Bayless is in New York and Stephen A is in Connecticut. And sometimes they still make it happen.
We're going to make it happen.
The good shit about us, even if it comes out fucked up, you got to roll with us because everything we did prior. prior to this been fucked up. Like, ain't nothing been professional about this.
We the most professional. Yeah,
unprofessional. Yeah, yeah. Unprofessional.
The gorilla.
You know what I'm saying?
Cat,
the gorilla
right?
cast. Gorilla so, cat. You know, I want to big Eddie up for one more time for eating ass.
Let's do it.
I want to big Boris up for just talking. Just say something to the people, Boris.
What's up, brother? How you doing?
No, come on.
How's everybody doing, man?
You say know say it's real hip-hop in Peru.
Oh, super real.
Shout out your Peruvian brothers.
Oh, yeah, my Inca mom. You know what I'm saying? My
Inca mom. Inca
that sounds like some Latin King shit
Inca's
to me.
Inca's
mob. Why is it Inca's mob?
Because they're all Inca Indians.
No, but why is it plural? Why is it Inca's mob?
Cause there's a whole
in
gang.
A Peruvian
like
Wu-Tang.
A bunch of them. It's like
big up Boris for bigging up a gang. God damn it!
Peruvian Wu-Tang. There you go.
All right, so we're gonna get to it, man. This week coming up, we plan to provide some legends, and then we're planning also a trip to New York as well. Again, we don't
and
know
LA.
When and LA. You know,
and Australia.
I don't know. I'm going to Australia for sure. But, and also, Nardwuar, you know
and
what I mean?
Vancouver.
Nardwuar, I'm supposed to go to Vancouver.
Yo, I got you on that, man.
Yeah, because he's one of my favorite interviews. He's ready. Somebody hit me
on
Twitter and said, who does the better interview, Drink Champs or Nardwuar? And I had to say Nardwuar, hands down.
He's
really into
a
it.
A legend,
like,
man.
I'm definitely not into it
this
that much.
This shit black and white.
You got
homie.
Cigarettes, Eddie?
No, unfortunately.
Why do both of y'all dudes come over with no cigarettes?
I got weed. I got blunt, so what's up?
That's maybe okay. But yeah, so let's get into it. E, man, great seeing you, man.
Great
next
to see
week,
you, brother.
We're going to keep this legend shit going.
And follow us at Drink Champs Everything.
Everything. And follow me. That's at Noriega on Twitter, at Noriega on IG. Follow me, The Real Noriega, spelled the right way, Thereal, Noriega, Noriega. Eddie, tell them where to follow you at.
Oh, Eddie Giggs, at everything.
Eddie Giggs,
and
everything.
At DJ EFN. Hold up, Boris.
Go ahead.
At DJ EFN. At Who's Crazy IG.
I'm right after you, so.
All right.
At Boris EHP. Everything.
And Haz, what's yours?
At Hazard it sounds.
Rich Blanco, what you got?
Rich underscore Blanco.
You know what I'm saying? Follow Mr. Super Slab if you want to,
that's
see my little
Sunny
man.
Sunny DBET.
Get the flea market deal.
Follow that. Follow Young Really. Follow Money Ming. Follow Sonogram. Follow Tweez. City
and
Boy
stop
D.
Taking us so damn serious out there.
Yeah, people, y'all gotta stop.
Y'all want to keep
cutting each other off. Like, listen, when you drunk and you talking to your friends, that's what happens. Y'all cut each other off. Listen, if you want the Walter Cronkite shit, take that shit to somewhere else. Maybe
did you say walking concrete?
I don't know what I just said.
Walking concrete.
If you want the professional shit, like, this is not what you're going to get here. This is drunk talk. This is really sincerely drunk talk, but between friends,
no, and we
between
really
colleagues.
That's the problem.
You know what I'm saying? And look, like there was moments where we weren't agreeing in the Vegas episode, and it was all in the room. You could feel all the tension. It was dope. Like, it was dope because it's not supposed to be controlled. Like,
and nobody asked to edit anything.
Nobody
That's
asked to edit
great
anything.
About
That's
this.
Right. And like when these people finally came, I didn't say, yo, tell Yayo come by himself or tell, you know, Drew Hill come by himself. Like, Drew Hill was still running around with 1,200 hoes. What are they called? Groupies. I want to say groupies. You know what I'm saying?
Thoughts.
You know what I mean? Like,
thoughts.
Whatever they call them nowadays. They still had, like, bad ones running around following them.
And we had a loud-ass pimp talking mad shit in the room.
We had a pimp. We had Dog Pound with the gangster shit. Like, this shit was out of control.
This shit was dope.
And the more out of control it was the better for the podcast because, guys, you got to always feel like you're a fly on the wall and you're being privileged to a conversation that... And that's right. It. You're being privileged to a conversation that you probably would never hear about. That's the point of this podcast, not to learn everything. And like, the great thing is when we cut them off, well, then when they go to another show, you know, let them finish. Like Fat Joe first said the Super Squirter story
right.
on our show.
Right, right.
And he finished it just now on
right.
ESPN.
Yeah.
But the first time he ever said that Super Squirter story was with me because I'm the one that said about the chicks. So this is dope. So if I cut off a story, it's great. Let these artists continue to live and you know, go to another format and platform. It's okay. This is not what you're going to get out of this. It's never going to be perfect. The more you want us to be perfect, the more we're going to be imperfect and rub it in your face.
Right, right.
And bring them super soakers over here.
Every time you ask us to not make some noise, we're going to make some motherfucking noise.
Yeah, and Puerto Rican Day Parade, let me big up to all my people.
Boricua.
I was actually out there and I didn't go to the parade. Oh, I'm a foul guy.
Wow.
I had 50.
What kind of Boricua are you,
bro? I got all my Puerto Rican family and we ate suspended.
Personal Puerto Rican pride. My knees, my knees, my knees. Even to get to a float, you gotta walk. I don't know that. I do this every year. This is not the way it works. Wasn't it with you that we did the punk with Echo? Real talk, this is a pretty classic story.
We work for Echo Unlimited, the clothing company.
Mark Echo.
And the year that Pun died, they asked us to come out because they asked all the street teams to come out. And they flew us out. And we did the Puerto Rican Day Parade the year that Pun died.
Wow.
And we were handing out.
Remember Joe had all the
Joe was on the float.
The floats, yeah, like
and they
four
were playing,
or five floats out there.
It's so hard.
No, 100%.
Okay.
And they were playing that record, and we were all there giving out these
Punisher
big Pun
flag, towels.
Towels. Right. Yo, the vibe was so crazy. The energy was so crazy. Like, I'll never forget that day. And I'll never forget the chubby chick that Eddie Giggs roped up.
Did I?
He looked at her. He said, I don't care if you had poo-poo in your
ass. I don't know about that part, but I don't care if there's dingleberries.
I like the dingleberries.
All my big Puerto Rican mamas make some noise.
Are you into dingleberries?
I had a few. You know, it was fire. Wasn't
he's a dingleberry boy.
I'll never do it again.
Eddie Giggs, a dingleberry boy.
Eddie Dingleberry Giggs.
All right, let's get into this. Got awkward again. All right, people, listen. Check us out next week.
I'm Cuban B.
Yo, make sure you still like. I also want to big up to the people. We bigged up to 3 million, but I just want the people to know that
we haven't said something.
Nah, we did.
Something we haven't said. Rest in peace.
Right.
To Muhammad Ali.
Rest in peace, Muhammad Ali.
Kimbo Slice. No, we said Prince.
Prince gets another one, baby. Yeah, Prince gets another one.
Prince gets three if he wants.
Yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
And all them people that died out in Orlando.
Oh, yeah, man.
Rest in peace. Boricuas, too. A lot of them were Boricuas. That's baby Puerto Rico, man.
Yeah. So, man. Let's stop the senseless violence, man. You know what I mean? Definitely, man.
And homegirl from The Voice. That got shot the day before in Orlando.
Yeah.
Homegirl just got shot by a random fan at the merch booth.
She didn't become to be a star like she like was going to be.
Like a young God 20s. She just got capped right there. Like, rest in peace to all these people. This is senseless bullshit.
I know Styles and Sheik is like, why are they going to talk about this before?
Yeah, I know, right? Hey,
listen. Current events. And we like to send our heart and our blessings and our prayers to the people. And we need to stop this senseless violence.
We're all human here, man.
Yeah, man. But also, I want to big up the people who made OJ, the new OJ shit. That shit
is that the transition you just 30, made?
30. Very
is
addictive.
That the transition very you're about
addictive.
To go into?
30, 30. But all right, let me stop before we get into some more foul shit.
Horrible transition, man.
We're getting some more. Just Sheik.
Oh, I got the OJ. We never told our OJ story.
No, we're going to say that for another time. The OJ. We got OJ story.
OJ story is classic.
We got
an
OJ story. We got the pictures. Do you got a picture
no,
still?
No, Shan or somebody or five. Right. Somebody has the pictures.
I got a picture still floating around somewhere.
You have it?
Yeah, somewhere. I posted on my IG. Now I'm going to post it on my IG again.
I need that.
I got to do the same thing. I got to go through my IG. There's like 1,100 weeks ago, even though, you know what I mean? Like some shit like that. Watch. Fans.
But before you post it, we got to tell that story.
Yeah. Fans, if you find a picture of me and OJ, tag it, Drink Champs, and we'll post it. You know what I mean?
Or repost it so we can see it.
Yeah, definitely. Because OJ's hot right now. He is.
And there's a great story behind that picture.
Yeah, it's a great story.
And that's
man.
In Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah, Fort Myers.
And we was all there. It was a great story.
So let's get into this Sheik. Styles P, this is ND Block Studios. A lot of podcasts,
AKA Syria.
A lot of radio stations. A lot of people will not go to D Block Studios. That was our choice, actually. We said we'll come to you guys, and we were well awakened. It was ill. Let's get to it. Bye.
Let's go.
Drink Champs.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Who got hope on the phone with Joe Crack? Me and Bleak had it all the way up, and that's that. What? I'm doing food shows and a podcast. Got everybody watching like a car crash. I reinvented myself, you should applaud me. New logo, a blunt beer, and a baldy. And Drake and DMX had some old drama. 40 holler that slime, I made it no drama. I told Elliot, you shouldn't compete with me. Homie, we both from Queens, you supposed to eat with me. On the phone with Joe Crack, me and Bleak had it all the way up, and that's that. What? I'm doing food shows and a podcast. Got everybody watching like a car crash. I reinvented myself, you should applaud me. New logo, a blunt beer and a baldy. And Drake and DMX had some old drama. 40 holler that slime, I made it no drama. I told Elliot, you shouldn't compete with me. Homie, we both from Queens, you supposed to eat with me. And you ain't even wanna help a little bit, and wouldn't give me the all emails. You ask me why, Nori, like you needed the details. What? Cause I'm a motherfucking mogul, nigga. I get it myself, my crew mobile, nigga. Noble Drew Ali, we eat at Noble, nigga. Hold on, let's make some noise for that, goddammit. Let's make it. Fast forward, I'm a motherfucking power forward. Worse than 5'9", sober, drinking that tapioca. And Reggie said he sue me, he my nigga still. He don't get that I'm petty and I'm a nigga still. And got love for those that I speak about. I'm OG with the splitter, riddle, and reefer out. I started as a shooter, I'ma leave a boss. CEO Pino Grigio, greasy talk. Do it different, never weird. So coke the same color as Eric Beard.
Sitting on the bench selling crack, nigga. Sink J and Clark told him I rap, nigga. The next day I was that nigga. In the GS Cristal on my lap, nigga. Gold bottles and gold rollies. The more money you make, the more you lose homies. Me and Inno link a good day. Almost moved a million cases of that Douce. Selling oil since niggas wanna be gassed up. For the turmoil you, I'm known to go and mask up. Conversating with OG and Stout, nigga. That's the reason why I'm never in the house, nigga. I'm always gone, always been on. I put some people in position, you don't even know it. I got some power in my hand and I don't even use it. About that warehouse movement, it's bigger than music. And niggas wanting me to talk more. I did a couple podcasts, now they want more. I've been out the booth, laying low offshore. But I've been steering to the money, so I'm on course. And shout out to them niggas who ain't on board. You probably right now at home bored. And I've been out here getting to the business. Mention Memphis, I'm the outlet and the plug for niggas.
Hey, Hank Sangria, it's your boy N.R.E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this is
Drink Champs Radio.
Motherfucking radio. Make some motherfucking noise! And for today's episode, we motherfucking flew all the way to New York City.
Facts.
We got with some motherfucking legends. Who are we here with, EFN?
First of all, this is my first time in this area here.
Wait, you've never been to Yonkers before
never,
in your life?
Never.
In your life?
My life.
So you're being divergentized right now?
Yes.
He makes a noise at EFN being diverse. You should have came early. We should have brought you to the juice bar and then get you drunk off of beers.
Yeah, but where
we're
drink champs.
So where we at, EFN? Let's let the people know what's going on.
D-Block.
Thanks. D-Block in Yonkers. Who are we with right
LX,
now?
D-Block, nigga. What's good, sir?
Yes,
no,
sir.
What up?
Yes,
what up?
Sir. Yes, sir.
We got Styles P.
Yes, sir.
Chic Looch.
Yeah.
Everybody make some motherfucking noise.
So, I want to get straight to it. It's my first time in D-Block Studios. The first thing I noticed is your stairs.
Yes, sir.
How many niggas fell? Leaving the
that
studio.
That shit is a hard movie.
Yo, listen, my dude. That stairs ain't made for no sober person. I mean, a drunk person.
I heard the psycho thing.
How many people fell?
Not
keep it real.
Not even a fat person.
Nah, no, listen, I'm fat. Let's go.
Nah, but just, you good.
But listen, those stairs.
I see the transformation.
Yeah, those stairs, though.
Nah, they crazy. Fucked up. Fuck the stairs. People, when you bring them to outside, they think we setting them up when they get to this.
It looks like a lineup.
Yeah, it looks like a lineup.
We don't record
like
it.
Bunker and shit.
Yeah, now you know why it sound like how we sound.
God damn it. That's what's up. So you don't. So you're not gonna give me the stories of people falling on the stairs.
Falling, nah, because we still got freight elevators. Motherfuckers could take the elevator up too.
You can this is an elevator. Yes, I'm talking about. This is a fucking elevator.
It's closed. It's
closed. It's closed. Nobody's
closed at 7.
This is hoodie. This is
elevator closed at 7. The freight joint.
We love. Now where did Jada Kiss bust the move? Was this right here? Man. He did the windmill?
Right, yeah, right here.
Right there. I walked in when he was doing that shit. I'm like, yo, what's wrong with son?
Can and they you kept windmill? Going
though. Nah, not at all.
Can you windmill?
I could arm spin, back spin.
Okay. Yo, but that was that nigga's favorite move.
Back when, in the
when
day?
He was young? No, me and Kiss, I used to come with all that
now,
shit.
Now, did you have windbreakers on?
No, I had windbreakers and Sergio Tartini suits and shit.
But what year is this? What year is this?
Hold on. Everybody's.
Nah, but Kiss' move was the fucking windmill.
With the Sergio Cicchini?
He had the windmill.
Oh, you said from B Street.
Okay. Lee from B Street.
Oh, Lee. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Lee. I had all that on popping and shit. Kiss can get with me at that, but he fucking... But still, 56. I'm 75 right now. That nigga, yo. You know what I'm saying? Yo,
I'm nigga,
you know what I mean? I'm 75 years old. That nigga did a windmill the other day. I said, oh, shit.
Right, right. That was crazy. I think the windmill shit, I said... That shit was hard.
Facts.
I didn't think it was him though. Yeah. I was attempting to call him.
This recent?
I think it's
coming.
Oh man, it went viral, my nigga. It went viral. This is like right before his album dropped.
Yeah, it towards the winter.
Right, yeah. Right. So when is this Lox album? Is it done?
Nah, it ain't done. We got some great songs though.
Y'all are like, I gotta tell you something. Y'all are like the epitome of coming this shit together. And we leave it together.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Why is that? Break that down for us.
You want to tell them, Luce, or you want to?
For one, I love and respect. Not to get generic or corny to y'all motherfuckers and shit, but I love this nigga. Mm. I love Styles. I love Jada. Like, them is my brothers. We wasn't put together. Like, I introduced you to him, and his manager did this and that.
Word.
Like, these are my niggas, man. And I love their kids.
Right.
You know, yeah. They had my mom's funeral the other day, like, type shit. Wait, like, you know what I mean? Like,
God bless.
Yeah, facts, right. You know what I mean? It's like that. Certain shit that, like, yeah. That's the difference for why. Like, you might have heard other groups broke up and
right.
Not riding with each other. We don't move like that.
Yeah, I think we put out Band of Brotherhood before music. Anything.
Mm. Yeah.
Especially music. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because we seen music break people up. We seen a mighty dollar bill break people up.
Facts.
You know what I mean? When you respect... Like, we represent, like we like a gang, baseball team, football team, any kind of team, Army, Navy, a camaraderie of brothers.
Mm.
We know what it is to, like, break down a slice in many, many ways.
Mm.
Couple chicken niggas. Wings and rice,
four nigga. Chicken wings and rice.
Yeah, but yeah. Mad niggas.
Right.
Mad niggas.
More than just three.
Yeah, okay. More. It might be six niggas. Like, because Lox and D-Block is like, you see me kissing Luch, but what D-Block stands for and Lox Living Off Experience is kind of like the when you come from the hood and you strive and you know you together and you come from a fucked up situation,
right.
Never let money or women break you apart.
Let's make some noise for that goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, you don't smoke.
Nah, I mean
yeah,
you used
do.
To though.
He
nah,
do.
Yeah, I used to. I smoke here and there and shit. I'd rather drink more than smoke.
Nah, that's why you're perfect. Get another shot of your drink. Come on, let's stop.
That's what it is. I'd rather, you know what I mean? And plus, I just recently started running like 3 miles a day and before I hit whatever body part that I'm working on. So I'm
feeling that jail shit. When you say hit a body part?
Yeah, I hit whatever body part.
That's how they work out in jail. They hit a body part a day. You know what I mean?
That's it.
Back today.
Yeah. I don't triple up.
No CrossFit for you. No CrossFit.
Whatever I'm working on.
So y'all said y'all working on the Lox album now.
Mm-hmm.
I know you prefer independent.
Yeah.
What do you prefer? Because you was just on Def Jam.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I did Def Jam, all the circuits and shit. Uh-huh. I'd rather give me the check, man. You know what it is with me, Nari? Like honestly, I'm convinced on the work that I'm gonna put out or we're gonna put out.
Right.
Our lyrics, our music, our content. I'm not that convinced on the consumer to say, yo, you're gonna kill it on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fucking know about no back end,
so
man.
You want that?
Give me my money right fucking now.
I agree with both.
Give me everything right now.
I'm like,
I know we're gonna put out monster shit. I don't know what the consumer is gonna do. Like, they're gonna go, they're gonna buy it instead of getting it for free.
So what was your favorite record label you was on out of all of them? Even if you ain't like it while you was there, later on when you thought about it as a grown man, what do you think is your favorite?
Probably Rough Riders. Rough Riders was my favorite label I was on. I could say Bad Boy for other. I think each one for different reasons. Mm-hmm. But Rough Riders, because these are the niggas that I can't. These were guys that they was our managers before DNY managed the Lox. They had this artist named DMX that we started putting them on our songs. Uh-huh. Niggas don't start or some shit. Can you do a song? Can you do a hook with him called Get At Me Dog? I did. Your niggas want to be killers? Get at. So these are our managers that blew up and became a label. Oh, so wow. Maybe, you know what I mean?
So then how about you, Style?
Same thing. I would have to say Rough Riders because I would say Rough Riders because it was a homely feeling. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't, it was like we are the streets. Like, I love Money, Power, Respect album. Facts. Like, I love the Money, Power, Respect. One. That's the first one. Okay. But we are
the red.
That's Bad Boys. Yeah. Shiny Suits.
That's Bad Boys.
Okay. I know you ready. Were you ready to go with it?
Yeah. Nah, I wasn't. Yeah. I wasn't.
But we are the
red.
Yeah,
but the red. He was saying, but the red. What red?
Nah, I just remember.
Red. What red?
It wasn't red.
Somebody had a red jacket.
Nah, man. Somebody's had a fucking red.
I think somebody.
He made me
believe something.
He said, "Yeah."
I think you had a red leather on. Somebody pull up that shit. Look at the thing.
But,
it was red. I would say DNY was our OGs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was a different thing. Like, Bad Boys was like
music.
Bad Boys was like being on a. I guess the best way I could say it is Bad Boys was like being on a Chicago Bulls. Like, you know what I'm saying?
When Jordan was there, when Jordan wasn't.
Whatever. When Jordan was there, my nigga.
When we walked in there, Jordan was in that picture.
My nigga, we went to Bad Boys and I love Puff. That's my brother. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? But for Big to embrace us and take us in. That's and, like, now I'm not talking me, Sheik, or Kiss. I'm talking about me, Sheik, or Kiss. Right. And whoever our stick mans is, whoever our homeboys is, Big pass the mayonnaise jars to him, the liquor to him, greet him how he greet us. So like,
and
he
the mayonnaise jars is full of weed. People that's listening,
green weed.
Big wasn't passing out mayonnaise. All right, continue. I'm sorry.
Like, so nah, facts. But for Big to show that he embraced us and to tell us, like, when we rhyme, I love y'all niggas. Y'all niggas rhyme. Wow. Y'all niggas could spit. Wow. Fuck with y'all. Because he didn't have to fuck with us. Because one, we from Yonkers. Right. We from a borough that... We from a place where that ain't... When you holler out the five boroughs, you don't holler out Yonkers. You don't holler out 914. Right. So one, we putting our shit on the map. We going hard. We rhyming hard. Right. We gooning hard. We thugging hard. We doing everything we could do to our hardest epitome to put where we from on the map. And for someone who's like, you know, like to us... To me, I love Big because he was beautiful in every element of rap, like gangster rap, hardcore rap, shit that works for the bitches, club rap, storytelling. Like, so he embraced us, showed us a lot of shit. So that was beautiful.
Every time we was in Daddy's.
So did you have? That was
the Bulls.
Okay.
That was the Bulls.
Facts. When you walk in, you see Big.
We was like Michigan. Fab.
Fab Five, my nigga.
Rough Riders, we was like Fab Five, black socks, high tops, pull it on. Nobody know who you are. We go hard every day in this lab. We fucking go, it's us. And this at this time, it's the Lox. You know what I mean? That's our foundation. But X is somebody we grew up with before. Rough Riders, before DNY, before Bad Boys.
Into that studio with us.
Like, we hardcore. On the streets.
How many motherfuckers? I mean, you name it. Like, when Big was walking into the studio, he'll bring whoever he's with, corrupt.
Word.
You name it. He got to stop it. Like, Puff had us in, like, the MIDI room.
The Locks.
It's like a little MIDI room. Like it was big rooms over there and shit. Not B.I.G. rooms. Like, these other big recording studios. But he had us in, like a little MIDI room. Everybody stopped in that shit. You got to hear these three niggas.
Right.
At the time. Like, that's when we said the Clue tapes. And, like, we was...
Word. We was hungry.
Yeah.
We was hungry.
But that was around the time, nigga, when we did We did that show Biz and AG, LOX, chest to chest, chest back to back. Back. Y'all niggas was in there doing T-O-N-Y and shit, rapping on that. We came in on Clue and did some.
Was the first joint y'all dropped to the industry, was it Niggas Done Started Song?
No.
No, probably the first
Bad one. Boy, Bad Boy, what you go? Oh, no, man. Probably. Nah.
That was the first one that hit the. That was the first one that hit the everything.
There was a white label that was put
Which
out.
One?
The one with Big.
You'll see?
You'll see. You'll see was like a...
Nah, but like, our shit started probably from...
Our shit started from Warlocks.
And Envy and like, our shit...
Warlocks.
But when we had the fucking...
Because I got a white label, how can I be down?
If you want it, we can do it. When Lord Tariq and them kept that beat, we knew we couldn't keep it because they was going to sue the shit out of us. We had the...
Y'all
niggas that be talking to... What? They kept it. If it wasn't from the Bronx, y'all niggas... But we had... Yeah.
What sense does it make to talk? Nah, but listen.
All that shit.
Yeah.
But they kept it.
Oh, man.
You're right.
So what you were saying, E?
Now that I got the white labels, there was a Bad Boy snippet tape during How Can I Be Down convention, like 95 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the white label and the snippet, and it had.
That's why
I got introduced to the.
We was grinding since kids.
Why?
Like, I met Luch in junior high. I met Luch and Kiss when I was in junior high, and them niggas was super professional. Nah, they're serious. Like, them niggas did everything. Like, I'm being serious. Like, it was like they was like right, right, like, it was like they was like EPMD, and I was like Redman, or the Jungle Brothers, and I was like Q-Tip. But them niggas was the illest niggas in the booth, in the streets, and in the booth. Like, it was mad Yonkers niggas.
Right.
Like, cause Yonkers is like a real dope scene, battling scene at that time. You gotta have bars, songs.
Right.
You gotta be able to meet a nigga in a Getty Square, which is the main, like the.
Okay.
It's like the Madison Square Garden of Yonkers.
Styles. We planned me and Kiss at that time, not to cut you off. We planned on signing David Styles at 17. We said we gonna sign this nigga from across town, man. This nigga's dope. He was running with us, but our mentor was like, we gotta sign this nigga. We'll press up like hundreds of TDKs and shit, and then this hold nigga on, still.
I don't even know what
cassette.
It's a cassette. I thought that was some other shit.
And put the tissue on top and shit, and then double them and put in your mom shit and double. We'll sell them shits, but they was going in our schools at like $5-$10 a CD, like a tape, like. But we'll finish 500 each a day type shit, like or 200-300 each a day.
Now, is it true that Mary actually brought y'all demo tape to Puff?
Yeah.
So how do I know Mary? She's from Yonkers too, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, knew her or she just heard of y'all? Like, how did this happen? Break this story down if you can.
She an OG though. She.
I knew Mary my whole life.
Yeah, he
get
knew
the old. Fuck out of here. You knew Mary.
He was a lot younger though.
Yeah, I knew Mary since I was a little kid.
That is hard. That's hard. I knew a nigga named Juan my whole life. He didn't do nothing for me. Boy, goddamn. So you knew Mary your whole life.
Yeah, it was. At the time when Mary got on, like, everybody in Yonkers, like, from X to Mary to us at that time, like, you had to go hard. Like, I mean, you had to, like, really go hard. Not just here, but everywhere. Like, and you know you had to, like, kind of rep the town when you step out of the town. So it kind of was like, when we was doing our thing, it wasn't because of me. It was because our man Bop, actually, who went to school with us. He had the demo. He gave it to Mary.
Demo, you're
he had our demo. Luchas used to tell you. We was the first niggas that was independent, my nigga.
Now, I seen you going off on Twitter the other day. I met the mixtape game.
Nah, I don't even mean that. I mean independent.
Wow.
I mean in high school.
So like, y'all was selling the tapes?
Yeah, we sold tapes in high school, my nigga.
That was my little $200-$300 a day in little
in high school, my nigga. And I stole them shit.
Loxie, a bomb squad, a warlock.
Hip-hop right now.
Yeah, man.
Our
Warlocks.
That's
hard.
Our tapes, yeah.
We stole them shits, my nigga.
We were Warlocks before the Locks.
Nah, I know that.
Puff took all that shit.
We was the Bomb Squad before the Warlocks.
Before all that shit.
So how did that conversation go when he said, yo, no more Warlocks?
We was, me and Kiss went to the meeting as a two-man group. He said, yo, that nigga's part of your group. We said, ooh, Styles. I said, we signing Styles. What are you talking about? Like, nah, Styles, we gonna about to sign it. Listen. The war's over, y'all the Locks and three-man group, and figure out what that shit mean. Figure out what the Locks mean. Swear to God. You remember? Figure out what the Locks mean. figure out what that shit mean. L-O-X. Right. And that shit.
So it was rumors that y'all was going to sign back to Puff. Me, personally, I thought it was excellent rumors, one. And I thought it was a way to be 360. Now, I don't know any of y'all business because y'all my friends.
360 but deals?
I mean like 360 that come like all around. Full circle. That's what I meant. Yeah. It's a better word. But it never happened. Is there a reason or?
Nah, I love Puff.
Right.
I think Luch love Puff, Kiss love Puff. That's right. Big homie. That's big bro. Right. We went through a lot. Ups and downs. Mm-hmm. Downs and ups. Mm-hmm. He did some shit that actually he didn't have to do for us. Mm. Like, you know, like, mm-hmm. a lot of people think when we flip, like, this is the funny thing about Let the Locks Go. Mm-hmm. We had a standard contract, my nigga. Right. We had the contract that most of the industry artists had. We didn't have nothing too much different from what other niggas had.
Right.
But we came from a situation of, like Luch told you, we sold tapes and CDs and tapes in high school. We sold things we shouldn't have sold on the block. Like, you know what I'm saying? So our aspect of how numbers work was different from everybody's. Like, if this is $10, 10 of them sell, that's $100. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. So we need a good percentage off of that. Fuck what we signed. We signed that because we didn't have no other option but to sign. Mm-hmm. After that, when you were in the door, you're supposed to say, what can I do? Because every contract is negotiable. It's what they tell you. That's what they tell you at the door. Mm-hmm. Every contract is negotiable. Mm-hmm. Now, we smart. We the locks, we hood niggas, but we like educated.
Right.
We ain't really stupid niggas. Like, Luch is in college. We did a semester in college.
I went to college too.
We went to community.
That's just community college.
We had aspects and we had dreams of what we was gonna do. Mm-hmm. We had lanes we wanted to move, so when shit didn't make sense to us, like numbers wise, it was just kind of plain for us. Like,
so fuck that shit, it don't match. Like all the labels, not the most fun. The most fun you ever had on a label.
What label?
Yeah.
Bad Boy Again.
Cause y'all went on tour.
That nigga was the first nigga. Yo, Puff was the first line.
Puff Daddy and Puff the Family.
Rough Rider was the most family. It felt the most organic. But Bad Boy was the most fun, my nigga.
Yeah. I ain't gonna front me. Y'all was doing that tour. I was like,
mad. So we did three world tours.
I just wanted a little piece of that money.
We did three.
And there was no Instagram, but you see these niggas on tour, rolling dice. These niggas is wild.
I remember the nigga Puff was like, yo, all y'all niggas gotta get on this bus. Me, Kiss Style said, kick all these niggas off our bus. We gonna buy our own bus. We gave that nigga $30,000 and said, yo, we gonna ride on our own shit. Like, you know, because at the time you had to rent your own shit and pay for overdrive and the whole shit. Like, yo, man. Mm-hmm. Puff probably was the first nigga with yacht parties, man.
Word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, not trying to throw him to
nah, it was
like,
dope.
That nigga was automatic.
Like, that's
you know
shit.
What I love.
Like, you know
y'all?
What's crazy? Mm-hmm. We did everything with Puff, but niggas is doing right
facts
now.
You did it then.
Back then.
Right.
I mean, Vivo cliques. I mean, yacht parties.
Vivos?
Yeah. I mean, stories I mean, Lambos, Ferraris, white parties, any liquor you can imagine. Mm-hmm. Spots you never been to.
Right.
Passports.
He sold us Vivo. He bought us cases of Vivo Clico. The shit,
back
right?
Then.
Remember, we did our first summer jam. We had baseball uniforms on. He said, the world's going to love this champagne. Trust me, drink this shit. And we did it. Yo,
I don't even know.
He's a wild motherfucker, man.
Vivo Clico, Vivo. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. I just mean that.
Right.
That brand of shit.
Right.
We drank at 21.
Even the nigga Stevie.
Stevie J.
I know this, like the guy that y'all know from all this other shit.
No, I know Stevie J.
Yeah, man. Facts, man. Yeah, yeah man.
You I was know? In Bad Boy.
Like, yeah, we did man, a yeah. lot.
I was
we
in
did
sound on sound across the street.
We did a lot. Yeah, very, yeah. very, very, very young.
Nah,
and we cool. could we can't not never neglect or not never thank Puff for that.
Right.
Cause if we wasn't with Puff, I don't see us doing that.
Right.
To be honest with you, we did world class
shit, my nigga. Very young.
You know what was crazy? It's because I think Puff loved us, though, because in our own right, to be Yonkers niggas from where we was from, we was doing world-class shit on our own. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we took the Bad Boy Advance and re-dubbed, my nigga. Real talk.
Right.
Like, niggas took an advance and did all kind of shit. We took an advance and read. You dig what I'm telling you, dog? Like we read. We did right shit. We did legal shit. We did stupid shit. And we did what we knew. That's what kind of made us like.
I'm gonna
tell you. We always said us three is what we know. That's why, like, a lot of niggas came to us, like, with Let the Lies Go. Like, we was on Chicago Bulls, and it felt like that. We did shit we never did. But the numbers to us was like, wait a minute. I love Puff, all that. But we was young and stupid. We was going off of what street money should equal out to rap money.
But that's what, I think, like, us, we never really cared about sales. Everybody talking about the locks, like niggas would say, like, y'all got me through 10 years of jail.
Yeah.
All the group homes. Yeah, that's like all for the, sure. All like we, y'all may have sold way more than us, but I guarantee we have something that y'all don't have.
Right.
And everywhere we perform at, like, it's like a cult for some reason.
That's my biggest compliment. I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's my biggest compliment when somebody come up to me and say, yo, sometimes, you know, my kid passed away, or my mom's passed away, and I listened to this record that you made sometimes, and it got me through it. That's my biggest accolade. I don't care about the platinum plaque. I don't care about my 4 gold albums.
Real tough.
When a nigga tell me that, like, it's like he don't know what he's saying to me. And I always just sit there and listen, and you know, they probably like, this nigga Nori just looked at me when I said that, because he probably expected me to go, yo. But it's just really like you hit me in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you hit me in my heart, I can't move.
Real tough.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll just look at a nigga. Like, when a nigga be like, yo, that shit changed my life.
Yeah.
You know, and then because certain niggas will be like, yo, in this year. Mm-hmm. And when they get the correct year, and they get the correct song, I always sit back and I'll be like, this is what I do it for. It's not really about the accolades.
For sure.
That.
I bought a Navigator. I bought a red Navigator when you made that. I love my life, nigga.
That was our shit.
Yo, son.
That's one of the jokes.
I told that nigga.
A red Navigator.
For
yo, my nigga. Yo,
we did the
that shit. There ain't a lot of artists that I could say where I was when I heard certain songs. Yo, shit, nigga.
Thank you, my brother.
My nigga.
We didn't just get the red Navigator. Cooned in that red Navigator, my nigga. We going the fuck
that
out.
Word up.
In that red Navigator. Like, I told this nigga, like, even before, like, when we first met that nigga, my team pushed keys through the path.
Yo, time out.
Come on, my nigga.
Time out.
Do he know what we was going through at that moment?
Listen, first of all.
Like, that's real talk.
When I met these niggas was like, my team. Listen, just so y'all know, that's our demo tape.
Yeah.
How the fuck did these niggas get our demo tape? How did they hear it? Your trap phone and your regular phone fucked up, huh? It just looked like it. Yo, when y'all said that to me, I was like, these niggas is real hip hop niggas. I forget where I was at. I'm like, I wanted to question you, like, how did you hear that? We never put that record out commercially, so
that was our shit.
To hear y'all niggas know that shit, I was like, I was nervous and happy at the same time. I was like, wow. But you know what? I just wanted to say something, man. The way I hear y'all speak about Puff, it makes me happy for y'all. Because you know why? You can tell you grown. Because when you grow, you can see somebody that did something wrong, and then you can find the common ground for y'all to fix it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's what grown men do. So when I just sit back, and I even call Styles, because I was this close, man. You remember, I was this close. Like, Puff was on me for my show.
Yeah.
It's like, that nigga was calling me, and it felt good to have Puff call you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck who you are. Like, this is Puff calling. You stop whatever the fuck you doing. What up, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's good, nigga? Yeah, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, and
for sure.
He gave me some real advice. I ain't gonna share it here, but for me to hear y'all just talk like that, it's just let me know that, you know what I'm saying, the growth. I'm so happy in the growth in y'all. Because I see y'all niggas from the beginning.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm glad. The crazy shit is Juice Bar. Like, we didn't get cool through hip hop. We got cool through being in the Juice Bar.
For sure.
That's the crazy shit. A lot of people would think.
And Giant and all them.
And Giant, well, Giant came later, but I used to see these niggas in the Juice Bar on Madison Avenue when there was still a weed spot.
In Harlem.
Yeah, in Harlem. It was still a weed spot.
For sure.
And I'll tell you a funny shit about Tiger Bone and shit. I didn't know Tiger Bone was illegal at the time, right? So I went there one day. I bought some weed, but I bought Tiger too. So I walks out the weed spot. Police pull me over. You know, I got the shit in my balls. This is old school New York. I got the shit in my balls. So they search me. They're like, yo, what you went in there for? I was like, to get Tiger Bone, because I wasn't gonna say I was going to get weed.
Yeah.
Them niggas rushed the fucking weed spot, right? So the next day I go to the spot. I'm like, yo, what happened? The police rushed in. He's like, some dickhead nigga told him he's drinking Tiger Bone. They used to have the bone in the shit. Yeah. Like back in the days, they had the bone, but I thought that was a gimmick. I didn't know that shit was supposed to be real tiger.
That shit don't have tiger no more.
I don't think it does, but real vegans won't touch tiger bone. They'll drink
blue. What does it have now? Does anybody know what tiger bone has
it's
now?
It's tiger bone, man.
I mean, I did the research because we drank it, and I seen a Chinese video where they're killing the tiger bone.
Yeah, but come a little closer. Come a little closer.
If you get real tiger bone.
Real tiger bone head, talk.
It's tiger bone, my G. Nori will tell you. We've been, our bomb comes from Madison. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And a few other dudes, like, but our bond comes from Madison, like we fuck with Nori because Nori and him was fucking up security when we was fucking up security.
That is a fact.
Like no bullshit. Like,
that is a fact.
So it ain't too many people who could say in music, like, we was, I mean, not that that's not even a, that's because that's nothing to brag about, talk about, or boost about.
But it is.
Because that's like,
throw that out there, Styles.
Yeah, I got to throw
that out there.
That's nothing to brag about. I just mean in the golden era.
Throw it out there anyway.
In the golden era, that kind of meant a lot. Like in the early 90s, it meant a lot if you was rapping a certain way and you went somewhere and you held it down.
That's a fact.
So even through rap, me and Nori didn't really, we ain't really bump like that. Not that it was beef, we just didn't. But through the Juice Bar, I always see Nori, Weed Spot, Chronic.
I'm gonna be honest, hip hop saved all of our lives.
For sure.
But vegetables really saved your life, my nigga.
For me.
Like, you are different. Like, yo, my nigga. Yo, listen, when I first, banned from TV sessions, like, Styles used to come around and just smoke right in front of you. Like, shit was the hardest shit in the world. Like, you just roll your weed and just, he ain't passing it to you, my nigga.
No, I did.
I did at that time. You know
what I'm saying? I did at that time.
I banned from TV. I was like, I don't think he liked me. But then I said, I'll be like nobody. Like, he used to be like, and yo, you to see, like, to see your transition, like, as a friend. Like, I used to see you just go in the club. And I can see you at peace now. Like,
yeah,
that's a beautiful thing, man.
Nah,
that's
a beautiful
thing, kid.
I mean,
word.
Different strokes for different folks, you know what I mean?
And
I've been through a lot.
Yeah.
I've been through a lot, so I can say, really, like, you know, just trying to be peaceful.
It's beautiful.
Eating fruits, veggies, working out, eating right. It keep me on my, like, it keep me on my level, that what I need to be. Because I mean, Lou saved my life a couple times. He could tell you. Not even no rap shit. There's been times he saved my life in real life. Like, and even to this day, he'll tell you when something, when
Before I
do something stupid.
The Boston stabbing. If you want to go there, no? Okay. It's okay.
I mean, it's cool. It's cool. No, I was getting busy in that.
He said, like, no,
he saved my life in that one. You ain't saved my life in that one. I was getting busy.
You was getting busy?
I was getting busy that night.
We definitely did
a lot of work tonight. Worked together that night, for sure, but he ain't saved my life that night.
Mm-hmm.
But on many other nights, he saved my life. Like, you know what I mean? So you gotta be, after a while, it's really not worth it. You gotta say, if what I'm doing is worth it or not worth it.
Yeah.
And I kind of always ask Sheik and Kiss to tell me, like, yo, you bugging, chill, family members, other D-Block members, like, you know, other Lox members that
no
say,
yes,
like, yo.
No yes-men. We never had yes-men,
like,
around
it's
us.
It's ever, no yes-men. It's always like, my nigga, let me talk to you, light you up, give you a drink, you bugging, you wilding, you wrong, say sorry, listen. No one, you know, you got two ears and one mouth for a reason.
Right.
So, it, you know, when your brother pull your coat, and it's constructive criticism,
right,
and not harmful, and it's to help you out, you got to say,
right,
boom. Like, you know what I mean? I got to eat that. I got to, you know what I mean? But I always tell those, look at his size and look at my size. All right. It's going to be different when we somewhere.
Right.
But if he can act beautiful and then hold me down when I'm acting stupid, but tell me I'm acting stupid and he going to hold me down anyway, it got to make me say, I got to wake up and be smart at all times. Like, you know what I mean? Because when I ride, if he's with me, he's going to ride. But like he told you, it's bigger than just me, him, and Kiss.
Right.
Our families hang together.
Right.
Our wives know each other. Our kids know each other. Our moms know each other. Bless the dead. Our parents, whoever's not here, know each other. Our whole family. So it's kind of like you got to kind of fall back, think for kind of more than just you.
We grown, man. We grown.
Let me ask y'all, what's the one business opportunity that you had and you didn't do?
I got one.
Regret? Tell me.
Swear to God, I got one.
One?
Well, this is a good one. This shit, like, yo, kids, like, yo, can't us and shit. We had like a Eve video shooting shit. He was like, yo, I got this out there where I want to like book cab services for motherfuckers, like, and yo, I swear to God, I swear, yo,
you ain't
yo, he said, I want to book cab service for people where they just do it online. I'm like, yo, why? Everybody can get a yellow cab, it don't matter. He said, trust me. The nigga Troy Carter, remember Eve's old manager, said, yo, get with us. I'm telling you, you need to get with us on this idea we got. And we never did.
And he,
we never did.
It's the same.
Wait, time out. Is he a part of Uber?
Troy, he owned the fucking
Uber.
He owned it. Troy Carter.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God.
I don't know if we can clap for you.
Yeah, yeah, no.
It was
a very long time ago, but he damn sure came to us saying, I had this idea about this shit, and I really want y'all involved.
He damn sure
and,
did it.
And we thought, like, why? Anybody could rent a car, they got blah, 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 like, you know, whatever, and we didn't move on this idea about, and then, you know.
Like an ass.
Swear to God.
Yeah, like
I ain't gonna lie.
Nigga, Ira Shaq tell a story about this nigga with word. Fucking set of coffee. He wanted to, some guy wanted to build a coffee shop before it became Starbucks. Nigga, so listen, man, this motherfucker, that it happens.
That's hard to see vision.
Is that your same? Like,
nah,
pass on the worst?
Nah, I'm gonna keep it 100.
My shit might have been the one.
I'm gonna keep it 110.
Okay.
I remember in school, in sixth grade,
I won.
I remember
so God, I won. I had to win.
Sixth, seventh grade.
It ain't a good thing that I won, but
nah, but I remember in sixth or seventh grade they saying computers will be the new way of the world. And I thought that shit was a joke. And instead of being a nerd,
you took the street route.
I took the street route, my nigga.
Yeah.
That was my I think to this day, I think that haunts me.
This nigga somewhat. Said I want to rent these cabs with y'all.
Yeah, but
you know what it is, Luch? He was in L.A., I swear to God.
You know what it is, Luch? I ain't gonna lie, at that time, though, at that time, we was doing a lot of shit.
Yeah, no, we, and...
And that was like 13 years later.
Fact.
That's like The Big Short. If right. You don't, like, you gotta see years down the line.
Okay, so how about artists? Like... What, like, have you ever had an artist come to you? Go ahead.
Troy Carter that he was just talking about
mm-hmm.
was my manager.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Troy Carter was my manager and my man.
Mm-hmm.
This is somebody, he's going hard with Eve. He's doing great shit. He's doing beautiful shit. He's my actual manager.
Right.
I'm so gangster and so hood, but me and him, Troy's cool.
Right.
I got beef with Interscope, but he got Eve. I got beef, and before I want to really involve him with the beef, I'd rather not be with him.
Mm-hmm.
I could have stuck with Troy and been part of Uber like Luch is telling you and all that, because Troy used to call me every day with brilliant shit to do, like way far beyond shit to do. Mm-hmm. So you can't. It's a time in your life where just say if you would have caught Rihanna, right?
It wasn't like she was gonna sign to me or nothing.
Even,
I would have been
even
the
regardless,
first
even
Rihanna,
regardless, this is how I take all this. Like even boom, like I can honestly say, if I would have did the Uber thing with Troy, right? Seen it from then, got the money at that time. Something definitely bad would have happened to me.
Wouldn't have panned out the same.
It wouldn't have panned out right, my nigga.
What if I don't understand?
Nah, if I would have got the money, like at that particular time where I was at in life.
Oh, in life. Okay, I get it.
In life, the space where my mind was at, my heart, my soul, my body, people I was with, what I was into, what I was doing.
Right.
Who, like, everything wouldn't have just worked out right. I would have just got the money and I would have blew it, or I would have died, or I'd have got killed, or I would have went to jail, or I would have fucked it up, or I would have fucked up more people's lives than I should have, or some of that nature. So I never really at that time eat it like that.
I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I thought y'all was gonna say, like, you know, you had an opportunity to sign such and such. Y'all niggas could have owned
Did he get involved in it?
She might have knew shit that we didn't know. She might have pieces.
Yeah, she's got a billionaire husband.
Damn.
He probably invested that shit.
I remember he came to us like, yo, I got this idea, this and that. We shitted on it.
But it sounded insane at the time.
Yeah, because why can't you just get a limo?
Maybe you could have did both. Maybe you could have did both. Because listen, let me tell you.
You know what it is? When your mind state ain't right and you get a certain amount of money, I don't care what nobody say. Your mind got to be right or you need a strong... And I might have been all right because I had
lose kiss, my family,
and all that. But sometimes if your mind ain't right and you get that money, it ain't right, my nigga.
Everybody always act like they had that vision.
All money ain't good
everybody
money,
had
my
that
nigga.
Vision. Like, everybody, like, I would have been there. I would have... No, you wouldn't.
How many
man.
Times
they
probably got turned up?
Yeah, exactly. Come on, man.
Luch, you was in the...
Man, I ain't gonna lie.
Went to college for engineering.
Well, listen, that shit would have sounded so
hold
crazy.
Hold on, though.
The locks on.
Hold on, though. Hold on, man. Nah, check this out.
Hell yeah.
I can say this from this, then. Before that, we in high school. This nigga and Kiss wanted to go to school for broadcasting, engineering, producing, fucking with rails. Come on, my nigga. Yeah, like, this is before anybody thought about any of this shit.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, so before we get to that point, imagine if we would have been the producers, the engineers, the niggas to fuck with the rails, the broadcasters, the radio announcers. They went to... They plans from early was like, this is what I'm saying, my nigga. So, like, you get to that point, I get to this point. Like, I told you, like, I was like, wow. How professional are these two niggas? Like, like, wow. Like, there's everybody in the town.
Right.
And I'm talking about, I know X, I know Mary, I know Sporty Thieves, I know
Sporty Thieves,
Universal, Khalif Cool.
What are those Sporty Thieves from Harlem?
Like, you know.
They're from
Yonkers? Yeah, yes, they are. All sort of people.
Right.
I'm talking about a young. These dudes broadcasting, engineering, producing. Let's go to school for that. Imagine if we would have finished school for that. Before niggas even thought about it, they thought about it. Before they, like, I'm talking about when niggas used to meet up in the hood to battle.
Yeah. Right.
Street rap.
Right.
Killing it.
And
murdering
you
niggas.
About broadcasting.
School.
Wow.
Laying shit, time versus hooks,
studio wise,
different producers.
I remember telling him when he was
studio.
In jail, when you come home, you're never gonna have to record at Sony, write tracks, none of these fucking places again.
Word.
I'm gonna buy a studio and wait. That was our way of thinking.
Like, I came home from jail like, what the fuck? Who are these two guys? Like, what? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you gonna keep every budget you get.
You could have been after y'all had a deal.
No, this is before we had
a deal. Oh, this
is
before you had
a deal. This is before we was on Bad Boy all Rough Riders.
He went in when I Get High and started. That shit went platinum. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. He was in jail during that time. But then he came home, it's like, nigga, we're never going
to... No, but when
to...
I went to jail before that...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No. He's on it. 100%.
Gotta lay.
Yeah.
This how we're going to do it. We're going to get a budget. We're going to use this producer, that producer. Mm-hmm. We're going to do, like... Right. I'm talking real professional shit. When we kids, my nigga, like we ain't grown men, we don't got nobody, and this is before D and Y. This is how him and Kiss was thinking, like, you know, I'm from the other side of town. I mean, it's a large circuit, but it's a small circuit of who's nice, like you know what I mean. And then the schools and then this and that. I'm like, wow, look at these, like these niggas is crazy. I meet them, they on that shit, but they like a notch above everybody else, like.
And Yonkers.
Facts. That nigga was always David Styles. David Styles, yeah, word.
Dave, not even David.
Dave.
So what's the one producer you would love to work with? Like, that you never worked with, and you would love to just get it in one time?
It's hard for me to say that. I love music.
Probably, for me, it would probably be Dre. I never got with Dr. Dre.
Yeah, me too.
Honestly, because I don't work with everybody from, you name it.
Right.
Dre, I never really got one of them big records from. You know, knowing his history and everything. Like, you probably done did, man. Shit, with you and
Dre. I think I got That's What It Is with Eve with Dre.
Mm. I'm talking about like you know, and y'all get in the studio and create, and y'all come up with that record for you. How you did, you know, go show these super, like whatever, you know what I mean?
I ain't
like,
got that with Dre. I ain't got that with Dre.
That record.
I have some good studio experiences with him. I have the Eve joint with him.
Right.
But I don't have that with him.
A joint.
But more than anything, I think what makes us, like for me personally, is if it's ill.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? That could come from anybody.
But like, is there any like producer like what's your favorite producer that you have worked with? Like, it's automatic chemistry.
I got a few of them. I love Alchemist. I love Grease.
I'm about to say I love y'all.
I love Swiss.
I love y'all on Swiss.
Finny Idol, Stram Jones, Static. I have a number. I love Ninth Wonder. I love Knots.
Knots from Virginia.
Pete Rock, I love Pete.
Yeah.
It's so many I love. Premier? It's hard to say. Yeah, I thought I said Primo. I didn't.
Nah.
I'm high.
Yeah, it's okay.
I thought I said Primo already.
Yeah, this is hip hop talk.
So many, but it's also dudes who never made a beat. I mean, who make beats, but who never got on.
Right.
Who got that sound, who just work, like, you know what I mean? Who just got that,
right.
Who got that feel that you could fuck with. Like, I think music is music for me.
Like, now, what y'all think is y'all hip. Y'all know what's going on. Styles, you on the internet. You know everything that's going on. And
I don't know everything.
Nah, you be knowing everything.
I know one thing.
One thing I noticed about you is me and you is like hippies on the low. Like, but people don't know it.
I'm on the up and up with my shit.
Yeah, but I'm on the low with my shit.
No, you ain't.
Nah, I mean, you're right. You're right.
You ain't.
You're right. How did we get here? Like,
For me, like, to be 110, okay. Like, if you a G, if you certified, you don't live by nobody else's standards. Mm-hmm. I don't have a certain, that nigga, I don't care if he murdered 110 niggas. Right. I don't care if B sold 110 bricks. I don't care if C did 110 stick-ups. Right. I don't care if D did whatever. I don't care if F, blase, whatever. Mm-hmm. I know what I am. Mm-hmm. I know who I am. I know how I carry myself. I know what I am as Styles. I know what I am as Styles from the Locks. Yeah. I know what I am as Styles as a D-Block member. I know what our code stand for. I know what we built off of. I know what we've been through. I know what we did. I know what we gonna do. I know what we would do. I know what we won't do. I don't really give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck about reasons. What nobody really else think. Like, if you harm me, you harm mine.
But let me ask you.
If you don't,
I'm trying to figure out, did we both discover the hipster lifestyle together? This is how I discovered it. I'm in LA randomly, hanging with Alchemist. Love Al. Like 3 days in a row, we going hard.
Al's a good dude.
This nigga ate nothing. This nigga just drank coffee. All right? I ain't see this nigga eat not one time. 3 days straight, we going hard in the studio. So then he goes to me, yo, I'm going to take you to this spot. It was a car wash, but they sold barbecue salmon there. Loved it. Hey, boom. Then he's like, yo, I'm going to take you out. He brought me to this club. And everybody embraced me. But these are what people call quote-unquote weirdos, right? And I'm in L.A. I'd rather be with the weirdos anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what you're getting out there. You know what I'm saying?
As you should.
So I'm there, and everybody embraced me and smoked weed and was grabbing me weed. And it was like, and I don't know how did I get there. And I felt comfortable there. Like, was Alchemist the first person to show you that other crowd that we cool in that crowd?
I can't say Al. Okay,
I think it was Alchemist for me.
I can't say Al. I'm going to honestly have to say, to be 102%, it was Lucha Kiss.
I was going to say Big.
Yeah. Big. Yeah. It was Big, definitely. Big, oh, yeah. Big was a big nerd and a hipster.
Hell yeah.
Big loved the Roots. Big loved Busta. Big told us when we... Big was this kind of OG. Yo, when you meet Busta... Uh-huh. Get your arm
He's gonna
gripped
hug the shit
right.
Out.
He's gonna dap the shit out of you and hugged it. Like when I met, I never got it. I never received kiss Uncle Mike. Give them kind of daps.
Yeah, he do.
Uncle Mike. I gotta give it. Kiss Uncle Mike and a couple wild niggas. Get them shits.
Some
they
grown
get
man.
Shit that get them.
Like that. But he ain't trying to be funny.
He ain't trying to be really funny. It's love.
It's love.
Big told us when you meet Busta, if you got bars, get ready for his dap and his hug. Mm. It's incredible. It's strong. Right. And when we met him, we was all three like, oh shit. That's Busta. Let's lead us to the old school. Let's lead us to the new school, old school, everything. That was Busta Rhymes. Like, this nigga, to me, still Busta the best performer ever.
Yeah, to me too.
History.
Hands down,
ever.
Best
like, to me too. He's my friend. I go with
yeah,
him. Like,
he's the best entertainer.
I'll be in Vegas, and he'll be in
Busta
Vegas.
Puff.
And he'll be like, yo, come on stage. I'm like,
a couple other dudes, but he's the great.
He's it.
You don't even want to be on stage.
Nigga, yo, you heard me? I'm in Vegas with this nigga. Nigga said, yo, come on stage.
Big was a big
man. For what? But I'm watching, nigga. I ain't going on stage with you, nigga.
Big was a nerd. But I think Lucha Kiss, I think us as a group always told us, embrace what we do as soloists.
Right.
Like, don't lose yourself in the group. When you make a song, when you just, it's just you on the song, do you. If you write, write. Like, when I was doing a book,
right.
It was certain, I went to my cousin, I went to my wife, I went to Looch. Certain shit, he was like, nigga, that's for you.
Right.
Do that shit. Like, go in. Go on it. Like, so it was us always saying within the group, like, whoever you are, embrace it. Grab it.
Right.
Don't be scared.
This my man.
And do
bro.
What you do.
We wanted you to take, want y'all to take a flick. You only got one on you? You ain't got two?
Definitely
another one. It's my man, Book Hood nigga.
But I would say I would definitely say Lucha Kiss first. Then I got to say somebody like, I want to say Pharoah.
Pharoah Monch.
For me.
Yo,
my
Monch
life.
He's dope.
I want to say my life. I want to say.
Because you did a record with him on his.
I did my life.
Yeah. Okay.
When I did my life, I think that showed me as a. Because I was always gangster and conscious.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? That was my thing.
Right.
And then I remember I did my life in the back room.
Mm.
Beat was playing.
Mm.
You probably don't remember this. You was wired, we was dumb, drunk, and high. The shit was playing. This nigga right here, when it was playing, you gonna murder that shit. That's for you, my nigga.
Right.
Do what you do on that. Do what you do. Do what you do. Do styles on that.
Right.
And I remember saying, you motherfucking right, I'm gonna do that.
Right.
And I did that in that room.
Yeah.
Back then.
When I thought you was about to grab the joint. Was that true? Was you about to grab that? See?
My book?
The joint.
Nah, yeah. I smoke, but it's not right now.
I just like never seen you smoke. I know you like 20 years.
Nah, nigga smoke.
I ain't gonna run.
Nah,
I just wanna see
20 years.
I just don't want you to act like my nigga Bizzle. If you act like Bizzle. Oh, man.
I feel that shit when I'm jogging. That's why I played off this shit. But I was with you, buddy.
That's what I'm talking about. Where your cup at? Let's get you some real thing. You want another cup?
Come on, pass me a shorty. We'll let you finish the interview.
No doubt.
Word.
Let's get you some real thing, man.
Now, hell no, hell no. No, no. I got like a 2-hour drive going.
Oh, word?
So you don't... Yeah. So where y'all live is not...
He just own all this shit down there, but we live...
I ain't gonna front. This is like my 5th time in Yonkers in my whole life.
Really?
You know,
we shot State Property, too.
Yeah.
In Yonkers.
Yeah, I show a lot of shit in Yonkers.
Yo, nah, I ain't gonna front. This, was y'all beefing beans at that time or nah? It was over.
State Property, too?
Because I remember niggas kept saying that. Niggas kept saying, yo, niggas said the Locks gonna come through and light it up. And I was like, I'm good.
If they said that, then we probably was
beefing. I think y'all was beefing.
Where the fuck shot it at?
I don't know.
Buena Vista.
You know Rosé?
Buena Vista, a couple other places.
Sure. What's some Rosé stuff?
I gotta take a leak first.
With the one.
It's been very informative.
Yeah, it's been very informative, man. I did not know the Locks could have owned Uber.
The Locks owned Uber.
The Locks could have owned
2.5.
Uber. That's like 15 years ago, though.
That's what makes it even crazier.
Yeah, that's what makes it.
We could have did a lot of shit.
that's great.
We got a light, though. Mm.
Did I take your lighter?
I ain't got a lot though. I would have went to jail because I would put work in the Uber.
I gotta be a man about it.
I'd put work in the Uber, definitely.
Nah, stop.
Nah, at that time I would have put work in the Uber for sure. See? So everything it meant to be.
Oh yeah, I could see that.
The whole shit.
Everybody's always said that about me.
You know what I mean?
So I would imagine that's what you would have
done. At that time, work in the Uber.
Mass distribution.
You know what I mean? Work in the Uber, dog.
So How did you think about when you got to the juice bar game? How did that happen?
Well, as you remember what it was around that area at the time.
Right.
Just keep being on the road, doing a lot of shows, doing hood shit,
right.
Catching cases,
mm-hmm.
Not eating right, not sleeping, partying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Always getting into shit. I started feeling like I needed some kind of balance, something that was gonna, mm-hmm. you know, revive me or do some good for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I started looking for good things to implement in my life. So then I would mm-hmm. hit the juice bar,
mm-hmm.
start juicing. Mm-hmm. Then the more I start juicing, the less I start fucking with other shit. And then, I don't know, it's like the change just happened.
Right.
Overnight.
Do you remember the one thing that made you be like, this is what I gotta do?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a couple things. It was somebody I had a problem with, like not, you know, in real life.
Mm-hmm.
In real life. And I said, like, you know when you wanna get somebody real bad and you right. never have the opportunity to catch him?
Mm-hmm.
Then I had the opportunity to catch him a certain night. It was a rainy night. I never forget it. It was a rainy night. And I was parked somewhere and nobody was there. I'm sitting in my car, I'm just chilling. I actually was making a rhyme. I was sitting there smoking, beep tape playing. Boof, I felt something hit my bumper. And I looked, and it was actually the person that I was looking for.
Mm.
Like, I never had that. Yeah, I never
by
had
mistake
that.
Or on purpose?
By mistake.
Okay.
Rainy night. Like, yeah, okay. They couldn't do what was my car.
Mm.
Rainy night, parking lot, boom.
Mm-hmm.
I got out, and I was strapped that night. Like, this is my real ignorant days. I was strapped. I was I was good.
Right.
And it was like the green light hit me, like, and then I was like, slide, dog. And I never forget, I was like, slide, dog. He was like, yo, my bad, mom. I was like, yo, slide, dog. Like, leave, just leave. Like, my nigga, like, all that. Then I sat in my car. It was like something I wanted for a long time, too. Like, I wanted, you don't even know, dog.
Right.
And then I teared and everything. I sat in my car, I teared because I wanted him, and I let him slide. Yeah. But I knew it was the better thing to do than to hit me. Like, why did it, you know what I mean? Then I knew it was the better thing to do. And that day, in that particular time, like, my whole shit was like, ride, my nigga. Like, ride. Like, if, no matter what, who it is, the time.
Right.
They against you, ride, like, you know what I mean? Like, do what you gotta do, because they're gonna do it to you. Right. But at that particular time, I knew he didn't have it. I knew everything was perfect for me. Like, you know, it was raining. And I was on my son's suit shit. It was raining. Nobody's in the window. It was dark. Right. Everything, like, and this was just like a gift basket. Then it hit me like, that ain't for me no more. Like, you know what I mean? That ain't for me no more. I could be a little bit better and could do different shit. And then I realized it probably was what I was headed for in life. You know what I mean? Right. And there was nobody with me and nobody, you know, because I'm a firm believer. Like, I believe, no disrespect to nobody. Mm-hmm. Not Bloods, not Crips, not MS-13s, not no gangs, not no matter where you from. I'm not a firm believer if you need a bunch of niggas to ride in you.
Right.
I don't believe you. Right. To me, you not like no disrespect to no gang needers on everything. Right. But if you need a bunch of niggas to ride, I don't believe in your G. Like me personally, I also always believe if you can't do it alone and you don't, if you need a set and you only live with niggas, then I don't like your shit is not with me. I don't care who you are. I don't care DVDs, videos. Documentaries, rapper, non-rapper, street dude. That, like, for me, just personally, that's just like, that's a real personal thing with me.
Right.
So when I hit that level between, like, with myself, like really alone by myself, like, my nigga, what are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? What are you like? What's the end game? Like, you know what I mean? What's the end game? You like, you know, you're a gangster, but you know you're a gentleman.
Right.
What's the end game if you go all the way gangster with it? And it didn't make sense to me. You know what I mean? That was the day I woke up and I said, you know what? I can push it forward every day.
I'll tell you the day when I started always going to the juice bar. We was on Madison Avenue. Again, that juice bar. Across from, was it? Not One Fish, Two Fish. It was Taste of Seafood.
Taste of Seafood, right next door to
Taste of Seafood, right?
125th between Park and Madison.
Yep.
Harlem.
So I'm there one day, and it was raining. It's crazy that you said that. It was raining, so usually I just go and I leave. But for this time, I parked and I just stood there, and I see the old man walk in, and he seen Naj. And the way he hugged Naj was like, I never seen a man, a grown ass man, thank another person in this manner. This wasn't no homo shit.
Nah.
He just grabbed the nigga and was like, thank you, thank you. And then tears started to come out the dude's eyes. So I'm sitting back like, and I'm predominantly not a nosy person. Like,
But who's Nige?
Nah, that's
my partner.
Yeah, it's the
in the juice bar.
Yeah, my bad. I should have said
Nigel that. Nigel and Leo.
So, when he hugged Nige, like I think I was about to leave, and I was like, nah, I'm definitely not leaving now. So I waited, you know, because that was a personal moment. You know what I'm saying? So I waited, and I was like, yo, Holmes, like, what's up? Like, what happened? Like, not interrupting your business or getting involved. That nigga said, yo, I couldn't get hard for 6 years. It's funny, but it really wasn't the way he was telling me. He was like, nigga, I told my wife to fuck other men. Because he couldn't get it up. Like, he... So when he said that, I was, because I ain't never had that problem. I ain't never been able to get hard. But I'm 38. What happens when I'm his age? Right. I don't know. So I'm looking at this nigga like, he's like, I told my wife to fuck other men, and she wouldn't do it. But I felt less of a man because I couldn't give my wife. I came here, Nigel picked me up. I don't know what the nigga Nigel gave him. But he was knocking it down. This nigga's back knocking it down. This is a 72-year-old man. This nigga got... But you can tell he's 72. He's a young 72. He ain't no walking with a cane 72, you know? And when I looked at... And that's the first time I actually understood what a juice bar was.
Yeah.
Like, this is your local doctor. Most people can't afford to go... And get you know what I'm saying? Like,
you gotta be your local doctor.
Yes, that's
like, you gotta have a juice bar, and you gotta have a blender, and the juice in your crib.
In your crib.
And you gotta say, yo, I'm gonna do this for the family. Because a lot of things we do and a lot of things we get caught up in is because the lifestyle we live.
Right.
Like, you know, like, yep. Like I go everywhere now, like, and I go in peace and I feel in peace. Mm-hmm. And I go and I don't worry about who thinks I'm gangster, right. Who don't think I'm gangster. I'm not even, that's not even on my radar. Like, you know what I'm right. saying? If it happened, my G.
Right.
I'm going to act accordingly to however I have to act accordingly to make it make sense for me. Like, right. you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we live our life like that. And then when you live your whole life like that, when you get trained, like, we train, basically. We come right. from a hood.
Right,
we come from certain areas. We train.
Yeah, you get like trained. Like,
when you're young, they tell uh-huh. you don't tattletale.
Mm-hmm.
You come up slap boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Manhunt.
Talk, make some noise from the
cops robbers.
That's why kids is fucked up now. They stop slap boxing.
Yeah,
they gotta bring slap boxing yeah. back. They gotta bring slap boxing back.
They was trained with all this, and this was implemented in you, and you might have not have got why.
Mm.
But it was given to you for a certain reason.
Mm.
So when you don't have that, you know, you think a certain way. But when you do have that, you might think a certain way for a long time. Like, you know what I mean? You might say, I'm stuck in this world, and I might not jump into the other world.
Mm.
You kind of balance out your worlds, my nigga. Mm. Juice up, eat right, work out, come in peace.
Mm.
Don't worry about what the other gangsters and the other niggas and whatever, whoever's on the scene is thinking.
Mm.
Live your life. Just come in and say, yo, I'm living my life. Mm. Like, if I come to a lion's den or a wolf's den, I'm a lion and I'm a wolf. But if I ain't eating your food and I'm just passing by minding my business, or if I do eat my food and I'm going to say, yo, I'm going to drop my little money, eat my food, or I'm going to step out the lane. If this is your territory, I'm going to respect it, Nori. I'm gonna if this is, you know, his territory, I got to respect it. If it's him, if it's mine, like, I want you to respect it. You don't got to come in there. That's what we do as gangsters a lot. We bring ego and pride, which fuck us up. I think the juice life, the health life.
It's level, spelled backwards. It's level.
Yeah, it's level.
Gotta balance it.
Yeah, balance it out.
Balance it.
You ain't gotta worry about that. Like, if you're just eating right, juicing up, worrying about him doing the same, the whole room, when you get somewhere, you ain't really got a problem. If you say to me, ha da 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 da, long as you didn't say suck my dick and you wasn't within arm's distance, we came in peace, we're gonna leave in peace, we're gonna find a logical way to try to work it out. If he's an animal, we gonna over animal him, then leave. If we're gonna go to jail by over animal him, we ain't gonna do that.
Right.
We gonna let him win for the night and leave. Because we ain't going to jail, because we ain't gonna miss the kids, because once we miss the kids, they ain't gonna juice up and eat right and do the same thing for the next generation.
Mm.
We get caught up in egotistical shit and pride shit, which makes us like, and I'm an animal.
Right.
Me personally.
Right.
By myself. But I'd rather be about peace. I don't got no problems in you. I don't want no problems, dog.
Right.
Like, I truly don't. Like, I don't want no. I want to come here in peace. I want to leave in peace. I want to get out of here like I came. Flavors.
Right.
I came in flavors. Right. I'm leaving flavors.
You're the first person to drop the mic on a drink on the podcast. Let's goddamn make some noise. Thank you.
But I had a jam on here.
That was hard. That was hard. It was hip-hop how you dropped the mic. The mic got dropped hip-hop style. It's okay.
But, you know, that's where I come from right now.
So make some.
I just want the little niggas to live before they get clapped.
That's very true.
That's real shit about it, though.
Nah, that's very true.
Act crazy hard, you're going to get clapped or go to jail.
That's very true.
It ain't really too much in-betweens between that. Or you got to keep clapping niggas.
So I heard you say you bringing the juice to Brooklyn. Is there?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about that. Let's pick that up.
Yeah.
Juice
Shout
bar.
Out to Angela Yee.
She's DJ bringing the Andy. Juice bar in Brooklyn.
We're bringing the juice together.
Goddamn. Nice. Goddamn. Make some noise for it. Okay. My ears to the street. My ears to the street. I also heard about one in the casino. I think I ain't know that.
Damn, bro.
Come on, nigga. You my nigga. Niggas, but you know. He was supposed to be at a certain show. Certain people told us, what, my nigga? It's a casino.
He's trying to work out a lot of things to bring the juice.
Nigga, I'm proud of you, man.
Everybody,
we proud of you.
You know
man.
What I mean? Like,
listen.
This is
back in the day. If this would have been in the '90s, we ending this by saying we proud of us. we would have to fuck niggas up when they seen us. They're like, what are these niggas talking about? They proud of the nigga. Like, but this is, we are in 2016.
Nah, the juice make you right, though, too.
The juice,
like,
we
you
appreciate
know, this
you
is
doing,
not.
We appreciate you doing the positive thing.
You.
The right thing. I love you too,
love
my brother.
You. I love you,
man. And I, when I hear about you progressing, I'm still going to do the Juice Bar in Miami. You know, I've been fucking
that
up.
That we going to do.
Yeah, we're going to do that. But when I see your progression and I see how you can constantly keep going, it's just like, damn, this is what we're supposed to do. It's not always about rap. It's not always, like, let's expand.
It's about the community.
Exactly. I love
you
that.
You know why? Because we fell.
Right.
Are you a felon?
Right.
It's hard, dog. It's hard when you're a felon, dog. Like, so you gotta nerd up early and try to duck the felony.
And y'all got the key to Yonkers, right?
I ain't got the key, but the mayor's my man. He came to cut the band.
I thought that's the key. When they cut the band.
It's
the key.
No,
they
present.
That's the hood key. He cut the band, nigga. He's down.
Yeah.
He's down. He's down.
We love the man.
And
you know why? Because it's real right
now. Do we got a mayor left, right, besides Waz? We need a mayor.
I gotta have a mayor left, right.
Morgan got a position.
Who?
Morgan.
Oh, Mr. Morgan, this is like our mayor. That's true. I'm sorry.
You're the mayor.
I would like to be the mayor, but politically.
I'm like the real,
I want to be like a real mayor. Like, that should be hard.
You're not a felon though, Norrie.
I got two, but who's talking about felons? Let's keep it on juice. Let's keep it on juice, Styles. Look at Trump. Like, I think Kanye could be president. Now that you see all this dumb shit Trump is doing, like, I'm a really, if I ever speak to Kanye, I'm gonna say, yo, listen, I know it's like propaganda, it's whatever, but fuck it, just go for it. Like, I told Russell Simmons, this is 100%.
Russell should be president.
I told Russell Simmons, run for president. And we in Detroit, this is the hip hop summit. And you know, Russell showed off that night. Russell walked in the joint, threw his black card down, and was like, none of these niggas pay for nothing the whole night. So you know we tried it. Seven roses! Two dog areas! Russ sitting there, he ain't flinching. Like, he like, yeah, no,
Russ the OG.
He's the OG, right? So I'm sitting there, I said, yo, Russ, I get fucked up. I couldn't even order no more. Like, he out. His card wasn't stopping. So, and then we tried it, you know what I'm saying? We had the hip hop summit. This is his shit. So we out there for him. I stopped my tour just to go to his shit. You know, I'm on Def Jam at the time. So I tell the nigga, Russ, I looked at him, I said, yo, Russ, you should really run for president.
He should.
And he said, I can't, Nori.
A felon.
I let like 20 seconds or maybe 2 minutes pass. I was like, why? He was like, because I smoke dope. Yeah. So I said, all right, cool. I don't know why I did that just now. I didn't do that then. But he said, I smoke dope. So I thought about it. I said, everybody smoke dope. And he said, no, Norby, I smoked heroin. I thought he made the bud. He said, I smoked heroin. And I said, I wanted to say, nobody gives a fuck. You a vegan, you straight, you meditate, you do yoga. I don't know a black person who doesn't. If you older, don't love Run DMC. If you a little younger, don't love Jay-Z. Or anybody, everybody loves Russell. Just do it. But he thought back then that if he smoked heroin, but now if you look at Trump's campaign, Trump don't give a fuck. Like, like they asking him, yo, you know the KKK supporting you. He's like, who the fuck are that? I think he actually said some shit like that. Who that?
Pretending like,
and he kept it moving. I'm like, yo, this is perfect for a hip hop nigga. Like, Russell and Kanye should run together. Are we starting this campaign? We're gonna make some noise for that. Russell and Kanye. Word up. I'm just telling you, I think because
Russell's great. You know,
Russell's I think Russell should
give a fuck.
He does give a fuck.
He don't have to give
he
a
He does
fuck.
Stop the violence. You know, you know how many times Russell's had me marching? I've marched with Russell.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
me too.
Nobody else can give me the march, my nigga. I don't think Martin good. Martin Luther.
I didn't see you there.
I was, which one? Queens?
The latest one?
No, I went to the one in Queens. I was obligated. I was obligated. So all other ones, I don't know.
But I went to events with Russ.
I went to a Hip Hop Summit, the Stop the Violence shit in Detroit. I went to the one in Chicago, Stop the Violence. I think he should really do it. And I think he thinks he did drugs in the past. I don't think it matters, man. I don't think it matters. I think what Trump is doing is setting it up for us to have a real black president. Not to say Obama's not a real, because I don't give a fuck. I support Obama. I don't want to be political on this show, but I support him. You know what I'm saying? I don't see a bad America right now, but I think
you the next nice to my nigga.
The next election.
You see a bad America?
I don't see a bad America. I don't see like he see fucked it up. Like no. I don't see him fucking it up. It was the same America.
It
was the same America.
He made it a little better.
That's what I'm saying. Like what they saying, make America great again, as if America wasn't great during his terms.
But when they see making, when this is what I say with Trump. Mm-hmm. Like if I knew Trump, I don't like Trump for president.
I don't like him for president.
I like him as a businessman. I know you've been to Trump's.
Of course I have.
Great hotels.
No, those are awesome.
Awesome.
Those are awesome. Those are awesome. And now, they know how to treat rappers.
Yeah, I respect
they let you. Burn it down. They let you do
it. I respect him for being an asshole.
Right.
Straight up ignorant.
All right.
But we can't have that type of ignorance.
No. You can't have
you don't like nobody.
But when do you agree with me when I say that he's setting it up for the next person to come in and be ignorant?
Kind of, but not, because I think his ignorance is real dangerous.
Yeah, it's dangerous. Okay, I agree.
Like I say, it's a setup for somebody to come in and it'd be real easy, but I think that kind of ignorance is real dangerous. You know why? Because it can make everybody flip. It can make everybody flip. When he says, like, I just want to say, like, if I was personally to know him, he was burning, and you say make America great again, what year was that?
Right.
What year was it great?
Pre-civil rights.
For everybody.
Right.
True. Like, you know what I mean? Because it was never great for everybody in here. And then if you want to say America belong to somebody, it would have to be the Native Americans. And then the Mexicans is the closest thing to the Native Americans than anybody else here. So if a Native American was running and said, we're going to build a wall, keep white people out, keep black people out, keep like, what would we do? We would flip.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
But he could say it and it's cool.
Let's end this by saying we making Russell Simmons or Kanye West or Russell
what
Simmons.
What you gonna run for them?
And Kanye.
If they get
I'm gonna assault the people who don't vote. How about that? Whoever don't vote, I'm gonna be in charge. I'm not gonna assault them myself. But we're gonna be in charge. Whoever listen, we're gonna you know how you they should do nice bus spot. Trips? We're gonna get bus trips of niggas. Yeah, what's up? You choke me. Alright, cool. Hit you right in the motherfucking vocal booth. I mean, this is what we gotta do, man. So we're gonna end it on that. Styles, man, thank you so much for having us, man. We ending this recap podcast. We're gonna get a picture over there by the motherfucking D-Block, no security poster, and we're gonna get a picture with the book. Thank y'all very much.
Drink
One love. Drink check.
Boom, 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 boom.
Awesome right there. Boom.